Okay, Hilchos Hitzes Simen Tesvav Sif Gimel. Talis Mutsuyetzes Kilchasa. A regular talis, everything's cool about it. Shechilkua Lishtaim, and it splits in half. Two halves. Uvachol Chelek Yeshbo Shir Lisatef. Each half is big enough in its own right that you can use it for a talis of its own. Okay? We'll see the shirim shortly, but it's big enough. So that's not a problem. So you have two, that's called half talisim, but each half talis is chayv and tzitzis. So it's not unlike the previous case, the previous if, which was the L shape, which is chayv and tzitzis. But this is even, if you will, less problematic, because not only is the one half chayv and tzitzis all along, even the other half also is chayv and tzitzis. In the previous case, the corner we were attaching was just a corner, was sort of a puzzle. But here, it's both sides of chayv and tzitzis. So, question is, can you attach them together again? So it says, so long as v'nishal l'chol achas men tzitzis, achas or shtayim, even if you have tzitzis, you know, let's say two on each side, one or two, but let's say for our picture, two on each side, the two broken halves, ein bo mishum tasav lo mina asli, to reattach them together is not called tasav lo mina asli, because you're just repairing the broken tzitzis, and when you made each of the four corners, it was in a tzitzis that was chayiv, neither half relapsed into non-chayiv status, so there's no reason you can't just repair what was broken. It says the Shulchan Aruch, it's even less if base was true, for sure Gimel's true. No one argues up top, but you'll see down below, the Taz is going to lurk all over again. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Shulchan Aruch's position. Okay, and he says, so it's, we're talking now in Sifkat and Hey. So he said, Einu Yachol Lik, Sifkat and Ches. So it said that you have a Taz properly, and each Chelek has the amount of a shear for Ituf. So it says, B'chol Chelek, Avlim Ein B'chol Chelek Kedei Lisatef. If the pieces are too small in their own right to be chayv and tzitzis, then of course each half now is putter and tzitzis. So now you'll of course have the problem of tassel v'nasli. Kimoshu shchiach b'talitos katanim shalanu. He says, listen, you're talking about, let's say, a regular old, you know, talis katan that you wear. So if you cut that one, you know, by the shoulders in half and half, neither half is big enough to make a full, neither side is chayv and tzitzis. So when you break it in half, ein bem shir ituf, neither one's big enough to wear a tzitzis. All right, nisbatel mehem takef hamitzvah tzitzis. Each half is now too small. Neither one's chayv and tzitzis. So now to reattach them together, you're making a prefab garment that happens to be chayv and tzitzis now for the first time all over again, and the tzitzis are already there, so you haven't put them on. That's no good, of course. So that being the case, if you want to now attach the two putter halves, or any other piece you want to attach to it, you need to remove all four tzitzis pieces and reattach them again because of the issue of tassel v'nasli. Now, that again, everyone's going to agree to that one. That's not a problem. If one of the sides is big enough that it has a sheer ituf, there's one big piece, ve'echad einbo, and one has a little piece. Okay, now this is going to be look what he says. Ein tzarech lahati rak mechelek she'einbo. You only need to take out the tzitzis out of the smaller piece that didn't have a shear. Ve'achar kach yatel bo mechadash. Attach the corner back again, right? Ach shischabru hachalakim yachtav. You then put the tzitzis in the corner once you reattach the small piece to the large piece. Now, the problem is, if you're keeping track, you're going to say, what the heck's going on here? A second ago, the Shulchan Aruch said that exact case. That is our case of the L-shaped talus, the big piece, the little piece. And we said that you can attach the little piece, no problem. Because what the Mishnah Berurah is doing here, and it's darn tricky, is he is going like the Taz. Because he stopped being Mefaresh. He stopped, the first part of the Mishnah Berurah, he was explaining Shulchan Aruch Shita. But he doesn't hold like the Shulchan Aruch. He holds like the Taz, and the Taz says it is Taz Sevelim and Asli, so he says you have to take out the corner. So it's very confusing. You know, when I first looked at this, I was pulling my hair out. How did I get tipped off being so smart? Because the Shart Sin at the bottom says it explicitly. Look in Sifkat and Yilches, the very bottom, the Shart Sin, which is, let's call it like the footnotes, the citations that the Mishnah Berurah put in. So there he says, this is the Derech Chaim, Usfir Leka Taz. He is like the Taz, Shekasavti Ba'oz HaKodom, that I wrote about in the previous, you know, Sif Katan. But then he says, Avala Magan Avram, Sham, Ein Zarach Lahatzir Klal. He agrees that according to the Magan Avram and the Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber, you would not need to take the tzitzis out of that corner. So let me speak the case out again, because that was mighty confusing. The question is, this is the case of this sif katan. You have a talis that tears in half. There's a big piece and a little piece. Okay? The little piece is too small to be chayv and sits on its own right. The big piece is chayv and its own right, and you attach them back together. Question is that talis of lumina asui? And you would have to remove the tzitzis out of the smaller piece and reattach it, or no? Because when the tzitzis was, the smaller piece was separate, it wasn't chayv tzitzis in its own right. That's the question. Now, refresh your memory from the previous sif, which we had an almost identical situation. You had a talus that was great. It got torn in a corner. It was L-shaped, so big deal. One's L and one's not one square. Big deal. So the L part was kosher, and chayv tzitzis so long, it had to have five corners. The small corner wasn't chayv. There, up top, the Shulchan Aruch said, no problem, just attach it, provide us from the same garments. Same garments. And no mention there. The Mishabura brought the Magen Avraham to back him up. And then he said, oh, but the Taz disagrees, and good to go with the Taz. Down here, the case is the rectangular Taz, a big piece, little piece. And he says, attach the little piece, but you have to remove it and reattach it. Why? Because he's not explaining the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah is acting here as a post, like saying the halacha like the taz, and therefore you should remove it and reattach it. But he agrees. Shulchan Aruch would say he wouldn't have to.
Maganar, same talus.
Even because it's the same talus. Right, exactly right. So that's mighty confusing. Okay. Now. So now, Sif Katan Tess. He said, if each side of the talus was big enough so that it was to remain, each half was chayv tzitzis in its own right. So then he says, to reattach them, ein bo mishum tasav lo manasli, is no problem to reattach them. Now, we haven't necessarily seen what the Taz would hold on that. I just want to speak it out for you. We will see in a second. But the Taz, up to now, we've only seen him saying that little piece attached to the big piece is no good. Right? Here we're saying two big pieces that are totally, each one's chayv, what's what then? So here, he says, in Sif Katan Tes, Ein bo v'chulei, that tzitzis shenishru ein shem psul lehem. All four corners don't have this thing screaming pasul on them. Kivan de yesh bem kadei shir ituf, because both half talithim with kolot, which have two tzitzis in each of their respectively attached them so far, they were all attached properly, and each one's chayv in tzitzis. In other words, everyone would agree for argument's sake. I just want to make it clear. The case is like this: you have a talus, it's this big. Okay, not drawn to scale. Big toss. It splits down the middle here. And now each half is big enough in tzitzis in its own right. Okay, imagine it was that big. So what happens is, you used to have four corners here with tzitzis. Now you have one, I call it a half talus, but big enough, with two strings. And one half talus with two strings. So everyone agreed, you could just attach two strings here and you're good to go. On each side, that's for sure, okay, because the thing is chayv and tzitzis. There's no talus luminosity. We're going to attach them together. So he said it's also not a problem, as we said so far, because all four corners, when they were inserted in, they were inserted to begadim that were chayv and tzitzis, and therefore you don't get a tas of lumen asli. And when it breaks, all you're doing is putting it back together, you're just refixing what was once broken. And neither half ever lost the status of being a bar chiyuva. Neither half ever was a piece of fabric that wasn't chayv and tzitzis. So far he's saying, that's okay, no problem. Given the yesh ben kadei shir ituf, since both are big enough to enwrap yourself, whatever the shir is, Alkain, Imirza, if you want, Yachal Tzaref Laoso Achetzi Achaticha, you can just tie them back together again, the two halves together. Mebegit Acher, Velasos, Sitzis Chadashim, Alkol Knafos Achadashim. So what you could do, I jumped the gun. What you could do is attach a new piece of fabric. I didn't say anything wrong, I just want to translate what he's saying. You can attach a new piece of fabric to this, this is all blue with the two strings here. You can attach a red piece here and attach two strings here. That won't be a problem for sure. Not a problem. Because this thing was chayv and tzitzis, you haven't got tassel luminosity. But he's going to say, even you don't even need to do that. But kol shekein, sheyachol la'asos min hachetzi atalos shalem. Or you can just repair what was done. Dehainu sheyaseh shtei tzitzios al kanafot mukhudashim. If you're just putting it back together, what's the problem? So either you can put in two halves together, you can attach the corners together, everything's not going to be a problem. Says so far. If instead of attaching strings, you want to just piece it back together, so yesh omrim, there are those who say, the tzarach mitzchila lahater tzitzis minachelek echad v'achar kach yisparenu. Yisparenu, which means tofer, tied up. So There are those who say, if you want to put the two halves together, this is the Taz. If you want to put two halves together, you still have a problem with Taz HaBelov and Asli. Just either attach two strings to the corners, or attach a piece of fabric and add two strings to that. In other words, sorry, this torn half. So he said, number one, if you have two strings in these corners, you could A, attach another half here and put strings here. That's no problem. You could B, attach strings here, and that would be no problem. C, to attach the two halves together should be no problem, but there are those who say it is a problem of Taz HaBelov and Asli, because at the end of the day what you've done is you haven't attached sets of strings. You've attached a piece of fabric to this thing which happened to have sets of strings attached to it, and you're making out a bigger talus by putting two halves together. We said up to now that should be fine, but now we said there are those who want to be strict. That's the Taz lurking in the background. So again, so yesh omer, those say the tzarach mitchila lahatir tzitzis min achelik echad. You got to take these two off and then reattach them, right? Va'achakach parenu, side up. Va'achar, once you she is parenu, once you've been tofer, you sewed it together. Yatibot tzitzis, then attach the tzitzis again. Lo yatir, if you didn't do that, you just attach two halves together. There are those who say that it's heavy bechal tasav lomen asli, that it's still tasav lomen asli. Two halves are no good. Below mina, Ava rov achrona mekilin v'sovrim v'zeh lo havi bichlal taz v'lo menasli. Here the Mishabura comes down and he says that's the taz, but most achronim say if it's the same talis and it's two halves to put them back together and each half was chayv all the time in sittis, the retied dealer should be okay. There's rov achronim on that side. Umakom, even so, tov lahachmir lechachila. Mishabura still doesn't like it. So he says, better, ideally, to not attach pieces of garment together with strings attached to it. But really, me'ikar adin, if it, to put two halves together, as long as both halves retained the shear of bar chiyuva, rov achronim agree. If one corner didn't take the shear, you're just putting it back together again, like the L shape of the previous Mishnah, so then the Mishnah, according to Mishnah Berurah's head count, Rov Achronim don't agree. I was calling the Taz, you'll see in a second, there's other people backing the Taz also. He's like, Taz is not alone. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that way. So the Mishnah Berurah understands that the previous Sif, when attaching just a corner, he understands most Achronim disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. Magen Avraham agrees, but the most don't. But here our case is two halves back together. He says, Vahachila, best don't do that, but if you have to and you did, it's okay, but you have it, it's fine. Good? Difficult, I'm sorry. Okay.